Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, you need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this six energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path number one. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you've got fish spirit. And so this is interesting. What sort of immediately came in is like this fish, who is obviously a fish, but doesn't know that they're a fish type thing. And so it's interesting because it's almost like this energy of swimming in or swimming upstream. Let's use that example, because this energy that's coming in feels very like hectic, chaotic, kind of like fighting against yourself, going against yourself, that sort of thing, right? And so I almost get this feeling of like you're this fish who's trying to swim upstream, and you keep looking at the land, feeling like you need to get to the land, but you don't really, that's not really where you thrive would be on the land. Obviously you're a fish, right? You thrive in the water. But it's like kind of recognizing that one, you have everything that you need to be able to thrive in the space that you're currently in. And two, you know, you can find your, you know, you can find quote unquote yourself, right? Where you're at in the moment, and sort of recognizing the gifts and everything that you sort of bring to the table as who you are, as opposed to trying to be someone or something that you're not, right? And so it's kind of like, it's interesting because I just get this sort of this energy around like struggle, but struggle to identify with yourself and recognize your attributes, your gifts, what you bring to the table, how talented you are, what you have to contribute to not only, you know, your family, yourself, but your greater community. And so this is really a message from fish to stop fighting against who you are, to stop fighting against the current, right? And to use those tools that, you know, that you have, the resources that you have. And so in fish's case, it would be use your fins, use your gills, you know, to like, to thrive within your environment. And for you, it's use those gifts that you came here with. Use the tools, use the resources, whatever the case may be, so that you can get to a place where you feel that you can thrive, as opposed to, again, fighting against yourself, trying to be somebody that you're not, trying too hard to please others, and so on, right? But it's just really this energy of taking a closer look at where is it within your life that you're fighting against yourself? And fighting against the energy that wants to assist you, right? So with fish, you've got the water that is a resource for the fish, right? The fish moves beautifully through the water. But if a fish seeks out the rapids and tries to go against the current, it can be very challenging. And so again, it's kind of like, don't fight against the resources that are in place for you to assist you, if that makes sense. And so it's just really this sense of, use this energy. And for you all, this could really be about setting those healthy boundaries in a big way that we talked about in the intro, making sure that, you know, you don't feel taken advantage of, but that you're really taking a closer look at where it is that not only you feel like maybe you're being taken advantage of by other people because you haven't set those healthy boundaries, But where you're fighting against yourself and your true nature, that's going to be really, really important for you all this month. And I think that that's going to be illuminated very, very strongly. To go with the flow, surrender into who you are, right? And to not fight that, because what you are is beautiful. You don't need to change that. You came fully equipped and prepared to handle whatever is thrown at you in this lifetime. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean that you're not going to need to ask for assistance or help, but it's a situation of not fighting against yourself. And that's just coming in really, really strongly. So it feels sort of specific. So if it's not for you, that's okay. Don't take it. But for those of you that this resonates with, if there's any area that you've really been fighting against yourself and who you feel you are truly, authentically, and your own personal truth, if you're going against that, it's going to feel like a struggle. It's going to feel like a constant challenge until you face that, until you recognize it and embrace it, right? So if there is a time this month especially where you feel like you're moving against yourself, we're not talking about going against the grain of this society or doing things differently from society. You're a one. You're meant to do all that, right? Like, you're going to create and do things differently. That's just in your nature. But what we're talking about here is when you're going against yourself, when you're going against your own truth, that's a problem. That's going to create friction. That's going to create strife, and you're going to feel that. So just recognizing it and figuring out how to best work with it so that you can start to work with yourself, right? It's interesting because when I look at the month ahead for you all, this comes into play like almost like a story very, very clearly. So we start the month off with this energy of feeling like there's some kind of confirmation, some kind of validation for you. Not necessarily that it's coming from an external source, but you get clarification and validation from yourself. Like you bring your own justice to the table, right? So that you know what you're working with and you know what you'll compromise on. You know what you'll sacrifice and what you won't sacrifice and what you won't compromise on. And it's getting very clear as to what that is. And now it's about implementing it, to integrating it, right? To making sure that, okay, I know what my boundaries are. I know what I want. How do I enforce that? How do I put it into motion? And I feel like you're going to get some kind of insight at the beginning of the month that gives you that clarity, that gives you that understanding, and that gives you the sort of your own sense of power to be able to step into that. So there's just this feeling of like getting, again, the sort of the illusion falls away and you're able to see things much more clearly. But what you're able to see is your own true self, your own nature of what it is that you want. And that leads us into the second week of, or the following week of October, where there's this energy around completion. So it's kind of like beginning of the month, you're like, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is what I need to thrive. Second week, you're like, okay, I need to make some adjustments here. I need to make some decisions and I need to put an end to the sort of things that I've been doing that are hurting me, that aren't working for me. And I just see that kind of coming to completion, like you making a decision and standing by that decision. And that decision includes putting an end to the things that not only don't serve you, but that are actually hurting you. And where you have been, again, moving against the current. And so now you kind of start to flow with the current of your own life. Okay, so it's putting an end to that fighting what you really shouldn't be fighting with yourself, right? A lot of sort of self-reflection this month for you all ones, a lot of figuring out what it is that you want, what you need, what you'll compromise on, what you won't compromise on, what you'll sacrifice and what you won't. And, you know, recognizing how those compromises, how those sacrifices either assist you or hurt you, and then deciding how to sort of mitigate that and make it so that you start working with yourself as opposed to against yourself. So definitely seeing some completion energy coming in around the second week. Third week, we just have it really coming in strongly into focus. Again, a lot of self-reflection here. And this is, again, looking at those addictions, those situations where you self-sabotage yourself, right? So it's like you want to start something, you feel really passionate about it, you feel really strongly about it, but then in comes the judgment, in comes the shame, in comes all the reasons why you can't do whatever this is, whether that's your own voice or somebody else's. But really, I feel like this month is going to be about you. This is going to be about really taking a closer look at not where other people are trying to sabotage you, but where you are self-sabotaging, where you are making it much more difficult, just like the fish trying to swim against the current, trying to wish that they were on land, right? And trying to get there and realizing really quickly that they don't belong there, that that's not, you know, what they came here for in this lifetime. They didn't come here to be a land dweller. They came here to swim in the ocean or the waters, right? And to enhance that experience for the other fish or whatever, right? And so it's like, stop fighting against yourself. And that energy is coming in so incredibly strongly around that third week of October, where you just need to really sit with that and see, where are you creating these sort of boundaries? And I'm not talking about healthy boundaries, right? Because we talked about that in the intro. That's important. But where are you creating sort of these shackles that are keeping you confined, that are keeping you from expanding, from exploring, from being that, you know, that visionary who uses their own ingenuity to create something or do something that sets your heart on fire, right? Not living somebody else's dream or experience, but living your own and really taking responsibility for that and ownership over that and no longer self-sabotaging. So I feel like this is going to be coming in really, really strongly, and it's going to be asking you to take a deeper look at that, to ask yourself, where have I been tripping myself up? Where have I been self-sabotaging through addiction, through just the way that you treat and talk to yourself, right? Or what you accept from other people as far as how they treat you. There's so much that can go into this. And so it's going to be different for everybody, because obviously this is a general reading, but you have to gauge that. You have to look at that and see where it is that you are laying down those stones that are going to trip you up in the future. You see what I'm saying? And so, or that are tripping you up now, and where are you fighting against yourself? So again, strong theme throughout October around this for you all ones. It's interesting though, because then we step into the last week of October, and I really do kind of see you stepping into, you know, kind of like that energy of like, enough is enough. I'm done sort of beating myself up for whatever this is, whatever I perceive failure that I'm beating myself up for, or not, you know, living up to some expectation, or, you know, whether it's my own expectation or somebody else's, and really stepping into that maturity and that emotional maturity and that wisdom, that deeper soul wisdom, where you're really tapping into a higher consciousness, where you understand that that shame, that those judgments, whatever it is, that is a lower frequency. That is a denser energy that is not real. It's not, you know, it's just something that we have been conditioned to believe, or we've sort of learned throughout the years, but it's not helping us. And so I feel like at the end of the month, you really maybe get this aha moment or aha experience, where it really highlights for you what you need to do to be able to really stand within your own power, to really stand within your own truth, and to really feel confident and good about it, where you're not so worried about what other people think or need necessarily, because, you know, not that you're disregarding other people, but you're taking, we like in the intro, we talked about it. You're doing a checkpoint, and you're seeing, where am I depleting myself, and where do I need to fill my own cup up here? And you're actually taking responsibility to do that at the end of the month. And so this energy is very powerful energy. And this also goes back to what we talked about in the intro about taking the wisdom from the experience and not carrying the burden of the experience with you forward. And I really feel like this is going to be a month where you are really tapping into that wisdom of past experiences, of current experiences, and extracting that wisdom and having it work for you. So you stop being the fish who's trying to get on the land and be the land dweller, as opposed, you know, instead you are working with the water, you're working with the environment that you chose to sort of be in this lifetime, and you're figuring out how to move with it, how to work with it, how to make it work for you as opposed to against you. So really, actually, you know, this is really powerful energy this month, ones. And again, there's a lot of self-reflection here. This is not I don't think this is going to be a month for you where anybody else can give you the answer, right? And ultimately, it always comes back to us to make that final decision. But I feel like this month is going to be one of those situations where other people can tell you what you should be doing, what they need from you, what they feel would benefit you. But those, you're not going to get the answers that you're looking for from that space. This month, it's going to be about going within and really doing that soul searching, really figuring out for you, where have I been self-sabotaging? Where am I fighting myself? And where do I need to move more freely with my own energy, right? And what is the wisdom that needs to be extracted here that I can actually work with? Because if you're trying to work with the burdens, it's just going to keep weighing you down, right? And so this is going to be an energy where you have full permission, as you do always, but especially this month, to really take responsibility for what serves you and what doesn't, and then figure out how to release what doesn't and keep what does, and to not overcommit yourself, especially if you're committing yourself to something that you don't want to do, right? So hopefully that's helpful. I definitely see this as a month for, again, self-reflection and just really spending some time with yourself to figure out where it is that you yourself are tripping yourself up, okay? And where you're working against your truth and yourself. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, ones. Bye for now.